Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, David said. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. We thank God, hallelujah, for you on tonight. We are going to pray tonight. We are going to believe God by faith. We are going to go before the throne of Almighty God, hallelujah. He said, bring your prayers and your supplications unto me, and I will give you a peace which surpass all understanding. So we thank God for you because we realize that where two or more are gathered in his name, he would be in our midst. Amen. So we thank God for you being faithful to this prayer line, being faithful as you call in, touching and agreeing with us in the spirit realm, because we know that God is able. The word says he'll do exceeding and abundantly above all that you and I could ever ask or imagine.
Yes,
so we thank God for the word. We thank God for you. We thank God for the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. His disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And that's why we are praying, just being obedient to God. And I love that song, Pastor, Anoint Me, Lord, Today.
Yes.
As I go along my way.
Yes.
I pray tonight that you continue to move forward by faith, that you are not walking by sight, but you are walking and living by faith, that you are moving forward, trusting in the living God, trusting that all things will work together for your good, because you have been called according to his purpose.
Yes.
And those that love God, he will protect, he will provide, and he will shelter you. So I thank God, hallelujah. As we pray tonight, we are anticipating and expecting God to show up and show out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm led to read a scripture coming from the book of James. It's five chapters. This is the brother of Jesus. And he wrote something so powerfully in this fifth chapter that I want to read as it relates to prayer. James, I love the book of James, and I would really encourage all of us to read it periodically. He says in that first chapter how if we lack wisdom, we need to ask God for wisdom.
Yes.
And we're going to pray tonight for greater wisdom.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if we begin to get discernment and wise decision-making and more knowledge of how to move forward, I believe, hallelujah, that God will honor us as we honor him.
Yes.
So I thank God that we pray and we can ask him for wisdom. The Bible says he gives freely, he gives liberally the wisdom that we need. And he also said faith without works is,
yes.
So we thank God that we are people of faith. And that's why I want to read this scripture, James chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. Here's the reading of God's word. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. In the name of the Lord. James going to say, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. Glory be to God. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as James admonished us tonight, according to your word, to pray for one another and to confess our faults one another that we might be healed. We are praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus tonight, that name which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Emmanuel, God being with us. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Yes.
El Shaddai, the Lord, glory be to God, who provides for you and I.
Yes.
We thank God in the name of Jesus that God above looks down on us, that Jesus was sent for our sins and to die on our behalf.
Yes.
The word says that he became poor, that you and I might be made rich. So we pray according to the word of God. We speak healing over every life on tonight.
Yes.
We speak prosperity over every life on tonight. We speak in the name of Jesus, divine favor on every life on tonight.
Yes.
We speak increase and abundance in every area of life.
Yes.
The word says we have not because we ask not. And right now we're asking for victory in every area.
Yes.
We're asking for breakthrough in every area.
Yes.
We're asking for restoration in every area. We're asking for healing in every area of life. Lord, right now we speak deliverance.
Yes.
Over every person on this prayer line.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So right now we bind up, because your word says whatever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And right now we bind up the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
Off of our families.
Yes.
We bind up the hand of the devil off of our bodies, off of the temples of the living God. We bind up in the name of Jesus the spirit of the Antichrist, that spirit of fear. We bind it up right now, and we say, Lord, loose your word over your people.
Yes.
Loose your prosperity over your people. A greater anointing for greater power. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus said the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you will receive power.
Yes.
You are a powerful people. You are a people called by his name.
Yes.
You are a royal priesthood.
Mm.
You are a peculiar people. You are a chosen generation.
Yes.
And right now, I speak over your life, and I say, Lord, let your will be done.
Yes.
On earth as it already has been established in heaven. So we pray right now for the will of God in the name of Jesus to supersede, Lord, our will. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak life. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. And we speak life to every person on tonight. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way as we pray tonight, as we believe by faith tonight that you'll turn every negative situation around, as we believe by faith tonight that all of our children are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, born again believers, blood brought by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, our grandchildren are saved. Our loved ones are saved. Our spouses are saved. Our husbands and our wives are believers of Jesus Christ. So right now, we speak those things that be not as though they were. And we speak right now to every life. And we say, Lord, have your way. Regulate our thoughts. You said, if our mind be stayed on you, you will keep our minds in perfect peace. So I speak peace to every life.
Yes.
I speak peace to every household.
Yes.
I speak peace right now where there is confusion.
Yes.
I speak peace right now where there is chaos.
Yes.
It may be chaotic in your life right now, but right now God's word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which he sent it to do in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, those right now walking sometimes in confusing situations, we speak peace right now. You said we can speak to the mountain, and it shall be moved. You said we can speak to the problem, and it will go away. You said we can speak to issues, and our words have power and authority. So we take authority over every situation right now. We take authority over sickness, and we speak the word. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our has been laid upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. You sent your word that they might be healed and saved from their destruction. So we thank you for protection on tonight.
Yes,
we thank you for long life on tonight. We thank you for prosperity on tonight.
Hallelujah.
You said you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So right now, Lord, I pray that our souls are prospering. I pray that we are in good, godly churches. I pray that the word is being preached. The unadulterated word is coming into our lives. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing through the word of Almighty God. So we're praying right now for greater faith. We're praying for an increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus, a greater anointing. You said it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. We destroy every yoke around the neck of your people.
Yes.
We destroy every yoke that become a burden on your people. We destroy every yoke that has become a stumbling block for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Somebody need a breakthrough on this prayer line. Lord, have your way. Somebody need manifestation of miracles on this prayer line. Lord, have your way. Somebody need to experience a demonstration of your power. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, we're asking you not to move by power, not to move by might, but to move by your spirit, because the spirit is life. Oh, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. The spirit is life. In the name of Jesus, you breathe your spirit into man, and man became a living creation. You made us in your image. Oh, glory be to God. You rested on the seventh day, and you saw that everything you made was good. So you are a good God. In the name of Jesus, that's why I pray for every marriage. In the name of Jesus, cover them, Lord. You said where two or more will come together, shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for every marriage. We thank you for every family. We thank you for every church. New creation church. Bless our church. Bless every family. Bless every member. Bless every laborer. Bless every guest and visitor. In the name of Jesus, 1482 Maple Avenue. Lord, breathe on that sanctuary. Lord, hallelujah. Keep the doors of the church open. In the mighty name of Jesus, send in the provision, Lord. Oh, where there is vision, hallelujah, you will do the provision. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So you told us not to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So we're going to seek ye first the kingdom of Almighty God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. That's why we pray the word. That's why we speak the word. You said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our heart. Somebody need their laughter back. Somebody need their praise back. Somebody need their joy back. And I speak over your life tonight that God will restore, that God will replace, that God will renew. In the name of Jesus, God is not a man that he shall lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. God is going to bless you. God is blessing you. God is going to keep you. God is keeping you. God is going to protect you. God is protecting you. God will love you. God is loving on you. So in the name of Jesus, we serve a living God that cannot fail.
Yes. Woo. Yes. Glory.
Hallelujah. That's why we say hallelujah, because that is the highest praise. We're not going to be oblivious to the obvious.
Yeah.
Lord, you woke us up this morning.
Yeah.
You started us on our way. You continue to put a roof over our head. You continue to put clothes on our back. You continue to put shoes on our feet. You continue to keep us in the land of the living. So, Lord, let us not take your grace for granted. Goodness and mercy, you said they are following us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You said 1,000 will fall at our left, and 10,000 will fall at our right, but it shall not come near our dwelling. So right now, keep us in the shelter of the Most High God.
Yes.
Keep us in the arms and the wing of the Most High God.
Yes.
Keep us, Lord, in the secret place. Oh, glory, I feel this thing. The secret place, church. People, God, stay in the secret place. Stay in the church of the living God. Stay in your prayer closet. Stay in your Bible. Stay in the word of the living God. Stay prayed up in faith. Stay believing God. He says, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall bear much fruit. The devil is a liar. I speak that. I feel this thing, Pastor. The devil is a liar. Don't believe his report. Don't believe the negative thoughts that he put in your mind. You can take every thought captive. You can take every negative thought that comes to your mind and make it obedient to the ways of Christ. So right now, Lord, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So we speak the weapons tonight, the weapon of the name of Jesus, the weapon of the blood of Jesus, the weapon of the word of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the weapons, Lord. Prayer is a weapon. Hallelujah. That's why we put on the whole armor of God every day. Because we fight not against principalities, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness. You and I are not fighting each other. We're fighting the invisible realm. We're fighting demons on assignment. We're fighting devils on assignment. We're fighting enemies sent by the enemy. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So no weapon that has been formed against you can prosper, will prosper. And every curse, every person with their negative words on you, every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, every enemy who's speaking against you, we turn it around and we say, Lord, you fight our battles.
Yes.
You told us to hold our peace and that you will fight our battles on tonight. So right now, Lord, we give our lives over to you.
Yes, God.
We give our children over to you. We give our household over to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, sickness cannot dwell in these bodies. So, Lord, we're praying right now that you will heal every soul on this line. Pain does not belong in these bodies. And we're praying right now, in the name of Jesus, chronic pain conditions in the back area, right now being destroyed by the anointing. Arthritis symptoms, right now, being destroyed by the word of Almighty God. Migraine headaches and symptoms in the head. Blood disorders, irregular blood situations. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak right now to it. And we say the cure is already there. The remedy is already there. The antidote is already there. In the name of Jesus, we put the word of God on it. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. So right now, you said sickness and disease have already been castled out. Pain and torment have already been castled out. You said worry and frustration has already been castled out. So by the word of the living God, Lord, help us to walk in greater love. Help us to walk in greater understanding. Help us in this hour to live holy and to live godly and to live righteously. in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
As we take prayer requests later,
God, yes,
we believe that you're manifesting miracles for every person that called tonight, that you're watching their obedience. You're watching over your word to perform it. So right now, Lord, we're saying have your way.
Have your way, God.
Make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yes, God.
We thank you for mortgages being paid.
My God.
We thank you for new job opportunities.
My God.
We thank you for, hallelujah, employment. We thank you for college degrees and higher education.
Mm.
We thank you for credentials, Lord, that would give us the jobs and the monies that we need. We thank you for provision.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We speak
yes.
good health over every life.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak against insomnia. We speak against restless nights. In the name of Jesus. You told us in your word that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. You told us in your word.
Yes.
That we are above and not beneath.
My God, my
that we shall be the first and not the last.
God.
We shall be the lender and not the borrower. You said in your word that we are above and not beneath.
Yes, Lord.
So help us tonight to believe your word. Help us tonight to rely on the word. Help us tonight, in the name of Jesus, to speak the word. So, Lord, we thank you. Even as my wife take this prayer line, that we continue to speak those things that be not
yes,
as though they were.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you for the people tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for every life tonight. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For every intercessory prayer warrior. We thank you for the New Creation Church family in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised. We magnify your name, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. Just because of who you are, Lord, we just thank you on tonight, God. We thank you and we bless you. We thank you for life. We thank you for life more abundantly, God. We thank you, Lord, for the breath in our lungs. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to praise your name, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on today, God. Hallelujah. We rejoice in you. Oh, God, you are worthy. You are worthy of our praise, Lord. Lord, we exalt you. We just, God, rejoice in you, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. So, Lord, I speak strength and power over every life on tonight, God,
yes.
Over every life on this phone, on this prayer line. I speak strength and power over every life in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
For every person who's feeling weak, I speak new strength, new vigor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we praise you. I thank you for Mother May Thomas. Thank you for healing her body,
yes.
oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For divine healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for divine healing, God. Like Pastor Emily already prayed for those who are sick in body, we pray for divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for God's power being released on this prayer line, that God's power is touching your body right now, and God's power is healing your body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Ghost fire being released on this prayer.
Woo.
In the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You are healed. We plead the blood of Jesus over your life right now. We break every curse. We come against every sickness in Jesus' name. And
yes.
we declare total victory, total healing over your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Total healing for every life, whatever it is. God is breaking it off. We break it off. We break it off by the power of the Holy Ghost. We have been given power to heal the sick. We have been given power to cast out demons. We have been given power to overthrow the plan of the devil. In the name of Jesus, nothing shall by any means hurt us. We are the people of God, and greater is he on the inside of us than he that is in this world.
Yes.
So we take back our health. And we take back our peace on tonight. We take back our families on tonight. We take back our joy tonight. We take back our prosperity tonight. We take it back in the name of Jesus. We take back our courage tonight. We take back our faith. The just shall live by faith. We live not by bread alone. We live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your presence in this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for touching every person under the sounds of our voices. We thank you, Lord, touch every person on this prayer line right now. In the name of Jesus, another touch from you. Another touch. Release your power right now, God. Release your power on this prayer line right now. In the name of Jesus, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Just go ahead and thank him. Just go ahead and praise him. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Declare it out of your mouth. I am healed. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am successful.
Yes.
Go ahead and declare it out of your mouth. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Yes.
No weapon formed against me can prosper. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I am victorious. I am the top and not the bottom. I am the head and not the tail. Come on, that's you. Go ahead and declare it out of your mouth.
Yes.
I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me can prosper. My home is blessed. My children are blessed.
Yes.
My future is blessed. My mind is blessed. I have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we thank God that we have the mind of Christ on tonight. So, Lord, even now, we pray for you to bless our church. Continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. Touch each and every person who is standing in the need of prayer. Grow us spiritually, God. And grow us numerically, God. We thank you for filling every seat, for filling every pew in New Creation Christian Ministries so that the lives can come in and be transformed.
Right.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we realize you have given us a powerful ministry, God, and we give you all of the glory. We know it's all about you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, as we begin to take prayer requests, I lift up Tina Lane to you on today, God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up in prayer, oh God, hallelujah, for guidance and peace, oh God. Lord, I lift her up in prayer, Father God, even for the warfare that she is encountering, oh God. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh God. She is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, oh God. We pray for healing, oh God, hallelujah, and that she will, Father God, be able to demonstrate your love. You said, Lord, that the Holy Ghost has shined abroad your love in our hearts, oh God. So, Lord, I just pray, Father God, for your love to be released, Father God, in her heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to give her a peace that surpasses all understanding. Give her guidance, oh God. Open her eyes so that she can see, oh God. Open her spiritual eyes so that she can see, God. Allow her to put on the full armor of God. Lord, have her head shot with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, she shall with the readiness of the gospel, oh God, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, oh God, the sword, which is your word, oh God. Let her be praying, oh God, in the spirit at all times, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father God, for this warming station team that are providing shelter for the homeless, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, pray for strength for the volunteers and provision for the warming stations all over. over the city of Newark, oh God. Let them continue to be a blessing to house the homeless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. Give God some praise because he's worthy to be praised. We thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in and called into the prayer line on tonight. God wants you to know that you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. God wants you to know that this is your season. You are walking in a divine season. Remember, this is the year this is the year of the acceleration of the prophetic. This is the year of the increase and the multiplication of the blessings. And this is the year of the manifested promises of God, where you will actually possess that which God has promised you. I need you to write that down. Again, this is the year of the acceleration of the prophetic. The word that has been spoken over your life shall come to pass this year. My God, there are so many words that have been spoken over your life that you are waiting for God to reveal to you. God says he's going to give you an acceleration of the prophetic. This is your suddenly. This is your year of the suddenly. You're going to look up and see that God has already done what he has promised you. Again, this is the year of the multiplication of the blessing. God's going to pay you back double. My God, God's going to multiply your reward. You have been through much travailing. You have been through much. There's been a lot of struggling. There's been a lot of trials and tribulations that you have come through, but God says, I'm paying you back. God says, I am preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And you have to hear that, because so often we say God is preparing a table in the presence of my enemy. But no, God is preparing the table before you. In other words, you're going to be the one sitting at the table enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Wow. In the presence of your enemies. You wonder why some of your enemies are still in your life, why they won't just go away, because God wants to bless you in their face. That's why they're still there. God wants them to see you being blessed. My God, he wants them to see you coming out of the wilderness. God wants them to see you possessing the promises of God. God wants to see you receiving everything that he said you would receive, because many of them have counted you out, but God is getting ready to release to you everything that he has promised you, everything that they tried to take from you, everything that they prayed for you not to receive. You're about to receive it, my God, this year. And finally, God says, this is the year of the manifestation of my promise. You are going to possess it. It's not just going to be the substance of things hoped for. It's not going to be just the things that you're hoping for, but it's going to be the substance. It's going to be tangible, my God, and you're going to be able to possess. That's it. And if you can receive that word on this year, it's yours. It's not for everybody, because everybody is not in a position to receive it. But you got to catch this by faith. You have to take this by faith. You have to say, I receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but Pastor, I receive it by faith. I'm first partaker of that word. God didn't just tell me to prophesy it, but he said that word is for you. Yes. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life. And all you got to do is just turn around, just do a turnaround and watch it, because your goodness and mercy are about to overwhelm you. Goodness and mercy are about to overtake you. Hallelujah. Your wait is over. The wait is over. The burden, the W-E-I-G-H-T is over. My God, the weight of the waiting is over. The weight of you waiting is over. The pressure of the wait is over. My God, it's a new season. It's a new day. Hallelujah. So I pray that you have written it down, what God has had to say to this blessing breaking out all around you. God's going to send checks in the mail. My God, hallelujah. You're going to be receiving job offers and promotion. My God, for many of you will be opening your own business. My God, hallelujah. That entrepreneur spirit is being released in the earth realm. The entrepreneurial spirit is being released in the earth realm with the inventions, great ideas. God is opening doors that no man can close. He's opening doors that no man can close. Hallelujah. Healing will take place in your body this year. What the doctor said was impossible, God is going to manifest it in your body. Yes. In your body this year, in the name of Jesus. This is the year of the breakthrough. This is the year of the breakout. God's getting ready to show up and show out in the middle of your life. God's getting ready to wreak havoc in your life, and blessings are going to just be falling all around you. My God, they're going to be all around you. Everywhere you look, you're going to look, you're going to be walking right upon another blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive the word of the Lord. Yes. My God, those who have ears to receive, ears to hear, hear what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. This is my, you're going to have happiness and joy like never before. You're going to have peace like never before. Hallelujah. You're going to have peace in your mind. Some of you say, Pastor, I don't need money. I need peace. I hear you. God hears you. He says you're going to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. You're no longer going to be worried or stressed out. No longer are you going to have to be feeling like you got to resort to other stuff and looking around for a way to get some peace in your mind and trying to get rid of the problems in your life. But God says he's giving you a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive you the word of the Lord. Amen. We're opening up the phone lines. If you have a prayer request or if you have a praise report, amen, or just want to just give God some glory, just press 1, amen, and we will open up your phone line and allow you to come on the prayer line on tonight. My God, hallelujah. I just feel God about to do something exponential. He's a supernatural God. Hear me on tonight. God is a supernatural God. My God, he's busting out of that natural box. God says, I'm breaking out. That box could not contain me anyway, but I allowed you to put me in the box because I needed your faith to increase. God said, I needed your faith to increase. I needed you to get to a place of faith that was just crazy. I needed you to have crazy faith. I needed you to have unbelievable faith. I feel the increase. My God, you know what's happening right now, Pastor?
Yes.
The people who are, this phone line is packed. It's jam-packed. It's so full. But the people who are on this phone line are having their faith increased.
Yes.
My God, God is increasing their faith right now supernaturally. Because guess what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So supernaturally, your faith is being increased. You're developing faith muscles. God. You're developing faith muscles. My God, you're getting muscles like iron. My God, your face is going to be set like flint. My God, when things happen and you get the bad report, you're not going to even believe it. You're not going to receive it. You're going to say, that's nice, doctor. I hear what you're saying, but I don't receive it. I receive the report of the Lord, and his report says I am healed. His report says I am prosperous in my health. His report says I am well. I receive the report of the Lord. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke high blood pressure. I reject stress and high cholesterol. I reject depression on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I just had laser surgery in my eyes today. My God, they zapped my eyes with laser. But you know what? It is well. Hallelujah. I declare a decree, hallelujah, that glaucoma has to go. In the name of Jesus. See, I'm not taking the report of the doctor. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. There's no sickness in my body. Come on. Declare it over yourself. There's no sickness in my body. There's no sickness in my health. There's no sickness in my eyes. I will, when I leave this earth, I'm going to have 20/20 vision. Come on, somebody.
Right.
I'm going to have a fullness of strength, fullness of health. I'm going to have kingdom health. Come on. Come on. Begin to declare that thing over your life. Well, I'm going to be prosperous. Money in the bank. Come on. No debt. No debt. Come on. Begin to declare that you're debt free. In the name of Jesus, your faith is being increased on tonight. God is increasing your faith. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for an increase in faith tonight. Even as the people are here on to this prayer line on tonight, God, we thank you for an increase in faith. Our children are blessed. Oh, my God, your children are blessed. God says that he will bless the generations down to the thousandth generation of those who love him, the third, the fourth generation, but he will curse them down to the thousands that hate him. My God, God is blessing your generations. God is breaking generational curses. God is breaking the curse and off of your children that they brought upon themselves when they sinned against them. God is blessing them because of your faith, because of your walk with him. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. He's turning it around. Jehovah Shando. God says, I am Jehovah Shando. I am the Lord of the turnaround. Yes. My God. Somebody just needs to stand up and turn around right now because God's turning your situation around. In the name of Jesus, supernaturally, God is moving on your behalf. I see the hand of the Lord moving on your behalf. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So phone lines are open. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to make sure we don't mute the line. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, I wholeheartedly agree with that word.
Wow.
Listeners tonight, prayer warriors tonight,
yes.
If there's a prayer concern, if there's a prayer request, again, the phone lines are open.
Yes.
If you press one on your device, we can see that, and we'll see that hand. And we thank God for you. Amen. As we take prayer requests and open up the phone lines tonight.
Yes.
But, Pastor, as you were speaking prophetically, I saw just uncommon faith, uncommon favor. Just accelerated blessings headed toward the people of God. Hallelujah. You know, as we fasted and prayed last month, and I strongly believe not in resolutions but in the power of prayer, you said this year somebody's going to get a breakthrough.
My God.
This year, somebody's coming off of medicine this year.
Yes.
Somebody's going to get total deliverance and total healing this year. So we thank God for this year. We thank God for the now.
My God.
There's a time and a season, the proverb wrote for it. There's a time and a season for us all. And this is your season to come out. You've been faithful over a few things. God is going to make you ruler over much. So we thank God that this year you're going to walk in health.
This year.
This year you're going to be delivered from chronic conditions.
Yes.
This year God is going to establish you. This year you're going to get new clients for your business.
My God.
This year you're going to set a new record for a gross income.
Jesus.
This year you're going to make more money than you've ever made in your entire life. This year, that's why you got to stay true to your dreams.
Wow.
Stay true to your goals that you have set for yourself. Stay true to your ambitions and your achievements and your accomplishments because God is faithful. We have to remain faithful. The Bible says, Pastor, he says it's impossible without faith to please God.
Oh.
That's why you said our faith must increase as we pray tonight. I don't know why God is taking us down this road, but he's saying remind the people in their ear gate that their faith has to increase.
Yes.
Because what I'm about to do in their life, they're going to need faith to agree with me. Because he's a big God. And he operates on a big, so we need to go to God for big things. And some of us have great, I preach what, from Psalms 23 on Sunday, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
Yes.
And God is saying, even with that, I'm going to give you some of your wants. I'm going to meet all of your needs, and I'm going to hand over some of your wants.
Wow.
So I thank God for you tonight.
Yes.
I thank God that you believe in prayer.
Yes.
Because when you pray, The enemy sees that.
Yes.
He tries to get you to doubt. He's the one trying to get you to walk in unbelief. He's the one trying to get you to walk in fear. And God is saying to you and I tonight, put him under your feet.
Oh, glory, glory.
You speak to the devil and say, Satan, get behind me.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank God for you tonight. We thank God that you're part of the household of faith. We thank God for you and your family, you and your career, you and your endeavors, that God is going to breathe on
okay.
it. God is going to bless
yes.
it.
Yes.
God is going to anoint it.
Yes.
God is going to fix it. He said he make the crooked places straight.
Yes.
He's the one that said, behold, I do a new thing.
Yes.
Woo!
God, glory, glory.
Shobo okata.
Glory.
Rekobo ola. Shibe okaba. Behold, I do a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not perceive it?
Yes.
He says, I'll make a way in the desert. I'll make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We just ought to receive that by faith on tonight. I know it seems like the door has been closed.
Yes.
I know it seems hopeless for some of us.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, hang on and hang in there. If I allowed it, you can handle it.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank God that you're going to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
We thank God that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for you tonight. That you will continue to pray, that you will continue to believe God, that you will continue to put your trust in the one and true God. He says, don't go back, don't look back, don't even think back. Everything you need is ahead of you. Everything you need is in front of you. Everything you need is in tomorrow. So, God, we thank God that you've already stepped into our tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
You've already made our wrongs right. You've already, in the name of Jesus, handled. You said our enemies will come at us one way, and they will flee seven different ways. So we thank God that you said love your enemies. You said be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yes.
That's why your word says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. So we thank God that we're overcomers. We thank God that we're more than conquerors. We thank God that we are winners. Did I tell you tonight that you were born to win?
Oh, glory, glory.
Did I remind you tonight that you're a winner and not a loser? That you are successful and not a failure. That you are an overcomer, not a quitter. That you are victorious and not a loser. In the name of Jesus. Because the word says, if God be for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I said the word said, if God be for you.
Yes.
Who can be against you?
Yes.
Callers, we see those hands. We're going to take these prayer requests, and we're going to believe God with you. Area code 321, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, yes, we can hear you. God bless you. Yes, what's on your heart tonight? We
got dropped.
Okay. Okay, amen. Area code 678, we thank God for you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I receive those words in Jesus' name, and I give him all thanks and praise and glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for all the wonderful things that he is doing in my life. I have a testimony that I just have to say what happened to me today. You know, for the past year, I haven't been working. I don't know, from day to day, God has been providing me. Last night, I went to sleep, and I was saying, oh, my God, what am I going to do with what's going on? Please direct me in the right way. There were a couple of bills that I had to pay. I don't know how I was going to make it. And I'm telling you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, I woke up this morning and my bills were at zero balance. I no longer have those bills that I was worried so much. My God is an awesome God, and he just deleted the balance that I owe on four of my bills. I am starting to new.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Praise
Lord.
The
Hallelujah.
Lord, my God. Wow.
Yes, Jesus, just like that. I mean, I'm starting like new. Nothing. My balance is zero. And
your
I give all the praise and glory to God.
To God be the glory. Let's let the people hear what you're saying. You have some bills
there were a
that
couple
you were
of bills,
concerned
there were
about
a couple
praying.
Yeah, there were a couple of bills. I was praying on it. You know, I'm not getting no kind of income because I'm not working, and it's kind of hard in my household. And I was praying. I pray every day. And I was this morning I woke up, called up, and started a new slate with all of my utility bills, which were my main concern. I'm at a new slate, zero, nothing. I have nothing. I owe nothing. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen.
Hallelujah,
listen,
Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's what we're talking about. That's incredible. We serve an incredible God. He is just so supernatural. He is just so, he wants to blow our minds this year.
Yeah.
He wants to just really show
Amen.
Us his power and his glory and how real he is
Amen.
This year. And for him to have you come up with a zero balance on not one, not two, but quite a few of your bills, what an amazing testimony.
Yes,
to God
so,
be the glory. That is an
yes,
awesome,
glory.
Awesome testimony
yes.
of an
Amen.
Awesome God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
and
Lord.
Sister Maria,
thank
you just encouraged everybody on this prayer line tonight because that just shows the power of prayer and a prayer of faith.
Yes,
and we thank
a lot of
God.
Power
Amen. He,
Amen.
A, what they call it debt cancellation. And God
yes.
showed up and showed
yes,
out
Lord,
in
you.
Your situation.
Amen.
Like you
yeah.
said, only God did it supernaturally. Signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe him.
Only
My
God.
God. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, I was really, not that I was worried, but I know that God was going to make it. And he just blew my mind this morning. Everything, starting from a new slate, zero. I owe nothing until my next month, whenever that is.
Well, that's
you,
a blessing because, you know, God has a way of making us laugh again. And I hear your laughter. I hear the joy of the Lord in your voice. And
yes,
you have
Lord,
encouraged
Jesus.
And exhorted so many people on this prayer line who are believing God. And in reference to their finances, and you just, amen, give a testimony of the goodness of Jesus, amen?
Believe, you have to believe, you have to keep praying and believe that it's going to happen, because it will happen. So many things has happened to me through prayers, and through this prayer line is very powerful. A lot of things has happened.
Amen.
So I give thanks to God.
And you know. Yes, because we have prophesied. God showed me that thing. He keeps showing me how he's going to bless you financially,
yes,
and
you,
he's doing it supernaturally. I remember
yes,
saying, I
thank
don't know
you,
how
Lord.
God's going to do it, but he's going to do it, and I thank
it.
God that he's not allowing his word to fall to the ground, but
no.
he's honoring his word. He's honoring his word that's coming forth on this prayer line.
Yes,
so God bless
you,
you, and thank
Amen.
You so much for sharing that testimony.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Continue
thank
to listen, Sister Maria.
Prayers.
She has been a blessing. And we're going to take some more prayer requests, but that was encouraging.
Yes.
She
and I just want you to
she
continue
has zero
praying.
Balance
yes.
concerning.
I
want to be praising God. Yes.
She has zero balance concerning some major bills.
Yes.
And we thank God that God is no respecter of persons. And Pastor, I'm going to continue to look for blessings, not just for her, but for so many people on this prayer line, anticipate a move of God.
Yes.
Area code 321, we've seen
Sister
that you've been persistent, and hopefully this time we have you on the prayer line. Area code 321, we do see you again. That hand is raised. Your phone line is open.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, hallelujah, praise
you
the Lord.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, praise God.
Yes.
I had to
yes,
call
we
in.
Can hear
you know,
you.
While I was walking this morning and walking this afternoon and just throughout the day, just praising God
And I get on the prayer line today, and it's just been confirmation after confirmation after confirmation, and the Lord just saying, yes, I heard you, I heard you. And it's like, you know, coming into agreement with what the things that the Lord was saying, the manifestation of the things, of the promises, and just so much of what God was saying today and what was going on in my time with him. So I just, you know, I thank God for that, because that was like all the confirmation that was going on. So praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just hear the Lord just saying, you know, he's confirming some things in your life, but I also hear the Lord saying he's restoring your strength. Amen. He's renewing your strength. I hear the Lord saying persistence. He's raised you up to be a warrior. I hear the Lord saying that he's put the anointing of Esther on your life,
Thank you, Jesus.
Called you into the kingdom for such a time as this.
Yes.
My God, and that you are walking out the fulfillment of so many promises. You are walking out the fulfillment of so many promises, not just for you, but for your people.
Glory.
My God.
Yes.
And
yes.
God is just doing a mighty work in your life,
and he
just wants you to continue to persevere. Delay is not denial. Delay is not denial. I don't know why God wanted me to say that to you, but delay is not denial. And God is just, he's just setting, I see God setting things up like a chessboard for you. Like a chessboard. He's setting things up. And you know, even when the devil says check, God says he still has to checkmate.
Another move.
He still has the final move. So we just thank God for what he's doing. You're playing, it's like you're winning. You're winning.
Jesus.
You know, you're winning. You're on the winning team. Hallelujah. And God is just, he's just saying, don't grow weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And I just hear God saying, she's due. She's due. It's due season. It's due season. It is due season.
Thank you, Lord.
And so if you're about to reap, you're on the brink of a breakthrough. Continue to press. Continue to keep praising God and keep doing what you're doing. The Lord is well pleased with you, and you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Rita, and as you said, confirmation.
Yes.
And God is affirming his word. He simply looks over his word to perform it.
Yes.
And
Amen.
Like you said, that word was for you, even the testimonies and the way the prayer was going tonight, you said that's confirmation.
My God.
So
God
is sealing.
Definitely.
And God has put his hand of approval on you. And
thank
I totally
Lord.
Agree with you, Pastor, that she has the spirit of Esther on her life. She's favored.
She is favored.
And God has given her the boldness and the courage to move forward.
And the blessings
are going to overtake you. Hallelujah.
And the golden scepter has been extended.
Jesus.
You just got to show up. All you got to do is show up. My God. Wow. Wow,
Jesus.
My
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah.
God, thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray for you.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter.
Yes.
We thank you in the name of Jesus
thank
that you will
Jesus.
Continue to encourage her, continue
God.
To strengthen her, continue to give her godly wisdom from only as you can.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
surround
you.
Her, Lord, hallelujah, with the people in the name of Jesus in this season in her life, hallelujah, to make in the name of Jesus the promises of God, which are yea and amen for Rita.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for breakthrough.
My
we
God.
Thank you for newness,
Lord.
Lord. This newness, hallelujah, in so many areas of life.
My God.
God says he's going to give you new stuff. God says he's going to give you new stuff. God says he's going to give you new things. God says he's going to give you new things. God says it's going to be different. And it's going to be wonderful. You are going to enjoy what I'm going to do in your life. So receive it by faith. Not many days hence. I'm going to manifest it. I'm not going to lie, but I am going to show up. and show out in your life.
Thank
you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
So receive
thank
it by faith. You have
thank
been faithful over a few.
Oh,
now
oh,
God
Lord.
Is about to manifest much
Jesus,
in your
Jesus.
Life.
Hallelujah.
In your personal life.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
This you're going to eat.
This one's for you, my God. Oh, God, glory.
He says, you're going to eat from this
Jesus.
Vineyard.
Hallelujah.
He says, you're going to partake of this
Jesus.
Garden.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He says, you're going to sit and dine at this table.
Whew.
So we thank God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That you're going to not spectate, but you're going to participate.
My God. Jesus.
You're going to take part in this blessing.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So receive
thank
that thing,
God.
And
thank
it's already
Lord.
Done.
It's already done,
Sister Rita.
Oh, God.
Already done.
Kids,
hallelujah.
That's right. Keep
God
praying.
Feels
thank
the deliverance.
You,
that's right.
God.
Your job is
ooh,
simply
Jesus.
To praise him.
Hallelujah.
And continue
hallelujah.
To give him thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
And continue to worship
yes.
him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you calling. Continue to listen.
Praise you, Lord.
We have some more prayer requests tonight, but we thank God
amen.
For you as you called in tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. God is good. To
amen.
God be the glory.
God bless
hallelujah.
You.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, we thank God that she said the word was confirmed
oh,
tonight.
Glory.
There's nothing like the word of God, especially,
yes.
amen, when God confirms that thing in our spirit. Caller, we do see this hand. We're going to take this next call.
Amen, yes. We're going to take this call. And also, Sister Margie, I see you on the line. It looks like you called me. Maybe you wanted to come in earlier. We were having technical difficulties. So if you had your hand raised, we couldn't see you. So if there's anyone that had your hand raised earlier and we didn't take you, it's because we were having some technical difficulties and on the board, and you could just press one again, and we will stay and take your prayer request. Amen. We will take your prayer request. So just press one if you want to be prayed for or if you have something that you want to share. Area code 973, God bless you. Your line is open.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I just want to say thank you. I heard you earlier, Pastor Rebecca, and I thank you for that going for. And what Sister Maria has spoke about today, that definitely encouraged me. So I want to praise God for her word that came through tonight. And I want to say that God is awesome. He's awesome. Earlier today, I was out and I was doing something. I was at a meeting, and it's amazing how God can. I'm at a meeting for something totally different, and God used the woman of God there to begin to minister into something that I needed. And I was like, so you don't know where it's going to come from. You don't look
yes.
for it, but God knows what you need when you need it. And I'm totally just talking about something totally different. And then she just began to say, God is, telling me God is pleased with you. You are beautiful to him. And just telling me to be encouraged and just went on with the word. And I said, oh, my God, I thank you. I needed that right now. She said God, had her to speak, and her spirit was so connected to what she needed to say to me. So I just wanted to encourage somebody tonight as well. I know for me it blessed me because sometimes you be speaking to God and you just don't know which direction it's going to come. And at any time, he can use a total stranger just to minister to you what he needs just to keep you going and understand that you're going, you're still going through a process, but he's still there with you.
Wow, amen, amen. Well, praise God, and thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, God will get through to you and speak to you in the least likely of places. He's amazing. He will use who he needs to use to speak to us, and we just thank God. God is faithful. He is faithful, and it's just such a blessing that at the time when you needed the word, like you said, you were there for something totally different, that God released someone to bring you a word from him. Amen. So we just thank God for that testimony. We, again, like I was telling Sister Maria, we serve a supernatural God. Amen. And flesh and the natural cannot stop him from doing what he needs to do. And God will always get what he needs for us to us. Amen. So we just thank God. I know somebody is encouraged by your testimony. And yes, amen. I did see your prayer request earlier. So I lifted you up. I realized that you're doing a lot of work. And I just hear the Lord saying to you, get some rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Just rest. Do not grow again. Again, I hear the Lord saying, don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap a harvest. And yes, the Lord is pleased with you. He is pleased with your heart and your labor of love. Hallelujah. God says, I will not forget your labor of love towards those who are less fortunate, your labor of sacrifice, how you sacrifice and you don't look for anything for yourself. Amen. Oh, God, I hear you. And God is saying, just because of that, I do have a special blessing that I'm going to release to you. My God, within the next 90 days, wow. So God is going to release a blessing to you within the
Glory
next
God.
90
Hallelujah.
Days. Get ready. I just hear God
Hallelujah.
Saying get ready and be in a position to
Glory.
Receive, be in a position. All you have to do is be in a position of expectation because he's getting
Hallelujah.
Ready to reward you. My God, God's getting ready to reward
Hallelujah.
You. As you have given to the poor, to those who do not have, the Lord says you have lent to me. And I'm about to pay you back. I'm about to reward
Hallelujah,
you.
God.
Hallelujah. So there's
Glory
a blessing. And because you didn't look for anything, God's getting ready to release something very special to you. And this is big. It's going. You're going to know that it's God when you
Glory
receive
God.
It. My God. Hallelujah. So mark
Hallelujah.
The date. Amen. Within
Amen.
90 days. Within 90 days, the
Hallelujah.
Lord is going to release a blessing to you to bless your heart, something that you've been believing for and praying for, but you have
Hallelujah.
Almost pushed this thing to the back burner. Wow. You've almost pushed this thing to, it's almost forgotten by you, but God has not forgotten. I just hear the Lord say, I have not forgotten in the name. So, and this is not just one thing. Okay, God has shown me something else. Okay, there's something
Hallelujah.
Else being released to you that you have almost forgotten about. It was a prayer concern, and you have been praying, and you pushed it to the back burner like it wasn't going to happen. And God says, I have remembered that prayer, and it's a
Hallelujah,
double blessing.
God.
My God, it's a double blessing. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Tina and what you're doing in her life. Lord, we thank you for her heart to give and her heart for the homeless and her heart for those who are hopeless, oh God, the less fortunate, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for having the prophet to come and speak into her life on today. And even for sending her to this prayer line on tonight, for ordering her steps to come here on tonight, God. And, Lord, we thank you for the prophetic that's being released over her life tonight, God, and everything that's been released over her life all day long, God. And we thank you that not one word shall fall to the ground, but it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name, my God, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, be encouraged. Hold up your head. Hallelujah. It's just
Hallelujah.
A matter of a shift, God.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just a matter of a
Hallelujah,
shift. I don't. I can't go into details on that, but God is just talking to you about a shift. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So just be encouraged. It's just a matter of a shift. It's a shift. In the name of Jesus, wow. And God is increasing your joy. He's restoring you, huh? I see God restoring you. I see you praising God like crazy, hallelujah. I see you running and shouting and praising God. God's giving you your shout back, my God, hallelujah. And he's restoring your joy. He's restoring your strength. He's restoring your peace. He's like Elijah. He's saying, get some rest and get something to eat. Because there's still more work to be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. I didn't see any of that coming, but God knows what he's doing. So we thank God for you, Sister Tina, and for you calling in on tonight. And I'm excited. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what God is going doing in your life, hallelujah, and what he's going to do. And so you be encouraged, and again, thanks for calling in and giving that testimony to encourage the hearts of so many.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. God's hand is just extended. His hand is extended to so many on tonight. Wow. Hallelujah. We're going to take this last. I believe this is the last caller that we have on tonight.
Amen. We'll take this final call, this area code, God bless you, 908, area code 908. We thank God for you.
Hello, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Elijah. I would like to give a praise report. I would just like to say a couple of months ago, as you were aware, I had lost my job, and I had prayed. You know, I asked you guys to pray with me that I receive another job and everything. And on Sunday, I shared with you guys that I went for an interview last week, and it went very well. So yesterday, I was just feeling good. I woke up early. I usually don't wake up early because I'm not an early person. I just was feeling really, really good. And I just happened to go to my email, and I went to my email, and it says, congratulations, we'd like to extend the offer for the city carrier assistant position. And I was just
hallelujah.
Like, for what you have been doing for me, and you guys have been praying for me. I've been having so much hunger for God and just giving him all the praise and the victory what he has been doing in my life.
Wow.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. You know, we get kind of loud, but it's hard to contain.
Wow. Hallelujah.
It's hard to contain ourselves when a young person experiences the blessings of God.
My God.
And not only that, recognize that God has opened the door that no man can shut.
Yes.
And like you said, God accelerated favor towards you because you expected the end of the month and they hired you right away. So God has shown you just a uncommon favor.
Mm.
And we celebrate with you.
Yes.
Congratulations on that new job, that new employment, that new paycheck. And we thank God that greater is coming. And we thank God as we celebrate this new job for you.
So much.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just so happy for you, son. And I celebrate with you. I heard you say you have a new hunger for the Lord. And I'm shouting for that, too, because God is not finished. I'm hearing God say to you, Elijah, I have not seen, nor has your ear heard, nor has it even entered into your mind or your imagination, the things that I'm about to do for you. You know, when I think about the thing that this is with the post office and how the carrier, and Pastor Anthony has been a courier for over 20 years, and I do believe that there is power in your connection, hear me, and God has divinely connected you to Pastor Anthony as a spiritual father, as a father in your life, and I believe that there's been an impartation that has been passed. You may not understand all this right now, but you will later, that has been passed down to you, son, and that so much is getting ready to be released in your life, that you will have longevity on the job, that you will have favor on this job, that you will make much money on this job, that you will have blessings on this job, and that you will have the benefits that you need on this job, and God is going to continue to bless you as you go in your life. This is just the beginning. This is a new beginning for you. So I'm just so excited at your hunger for God and what God is getting ready to do, and it's another impartation spiritually. This is the natural. There's always something on the spiritual side to line up with the natural side. So as you continue to come to new creation and watch God, you know, just watch God work. Watch God work. I just hear God say, watch me work, because he's getting ready to continue to work in your life. This is going to be the best year of your life. Amen. So we celebrate with you, Elijah. We are celebrating. God bless you and congratulations.
Thank you so much, and I love you guys. Thank you.
All right. Good night, son. But that's what a way to end the prayer call tonight.
Wow.
He said he has a hunger and thirst for God that he hasn't had, and now he has a new job that God has handed to him.
Woo!
So what a way to go down from this mountaintop experience that our young people are being blessed and God is opening doors and he's just making ways where there seems to be no way. So continue to pray. Continue to believe God. Hallelujah.
I believe you Sunday.
So we'll see you Sunday.
Or tomorrow.
We'll see.
Amen. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. Join us tomorrow for Bible study at 7:30 p.m. New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue. We don't know about Thursday for the most excellent way. Watch our website, Facebook page for more information on that. But we will definitely be there on Sunday from 12:30 until 2:30 p.m., 2 hours. Just 2 hours with God that will greatly impact your life. New Creation Christian Ministries, the experience that will make an impact on your life. So join us on Sunday. Pastor Anthony and I are excited. We're launching a book next month. I will be launching that book, relaunching the book. We're excited about that. Keep your eyes open, ears open for the announcements that will come forth. Don't die in the wilderness. Amen. We want to see you at that book launch. You know, we want to see you next month when we launch this thing. So many things are happening. But listen, we're going to play I Believe. We're excited for you. We're excited for what God is doing in your lives. We're excited about the testimonies. We're excited about the connection. We thank God for divine connection. Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our Lord. We're going to play I Believe by James Fortune. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe God's gonna do it. Yes, he will. I believe.
about your future.